Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I'm going to hit on something that I want you to understand as well. That when we talked about the guaranteed buy before we came into our break, I mentioned to you that agents are offering a guarantee. If I don't sell your house, I'll buy it. And that's just such an, really honestly, an empty-headed promise. Why? Because buyers who are not interested in purchasing your property at a specific price, if the buyer isn't interested, why would the real estate agent give you that guarantee and take on all the risk of paying the closing costs for your property, settling the property, then carrying the property, and then putting the property back on the market and selling it? Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense, right? What makes sense is that someone says that I guarantee to buy it, but then they won't tell you upfront at what price they're willing to buy it for, right? I mean, you've got a 30-second ad. You've got ads that are endorsed by different people that say the same thing over and over and over and over again. If I don't sell your house, I'll buy it, or I'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Well, clearly, you're the one who owns the property. It's going to have to be acceptable to you, but does this not cause the phone to ring at the agent's office? And then you find out they're only going to give you 70% of the value of your house if they can't sell it. Now, that doesn't seem like much of a guarantee to me. That's why I don't guarantee to buy your house. The only guarantee I offer is really one that matters. And that is, I want to attract as many buyers to your property because I don't want to buy your house. I do not want to buy your property. My goal is to sell your property. My goal is to sell it, and I have no personal interest in the ownership of your home. I want to sell your house for top dollar, so I will attract buyers to your property who have to sell in order to get the equity out of their home, and I'll offer them a guarantee at 90% of the list price if they buy your property. So imagine with me, your property is worth $600,000, and a buyer who needs to sell a $450,000 property wants to buy your home, but they need to get $200,000 in cash out of your property. What am I going to do? I will offer to sell that property for $450,000, and if we haven't sold it in 3 months, I'll pay $405,000 for that home. And believe me, I don't want to buy that property, but I will stand behind my promise, and I have. I have purchased one home in 14 years of offering a guarantee because every other house that I have taken as a listing, I've sold. That's a good guarantee, folks. You want to sell your home for top dollar, and you want to sell your home and attract as many buyers to your home as possible. So what you want is somebody, not somebody who guarantees to buy it at 70% of what your list price is if they haven't sold it. You want somebody who will actually provide an incentive for buyers who need to sell their homes to come to your house so you can get more money. Doesn't that seem like a more logical guarantee buy? It's worked wonders, and I've put dozens and dozens of contracts together by offering this. And the risk is there for me, but the reward is there for you, my client, to attract more contingent buyers and then convert them into non-contingent buyers because I become the buyer of last resort if I haven't sold it in 90 days. And since, as I said earlier in the show, 60% of my properties sell in under 4 weeks, and I think typically it's like 85% of my houses are under 90 days sold, my chances of ever buying that person's house is very, very low. I had a house for $650,000 that I put on the market. I offered my guarantee buy, and a person came in to purchase the property, and they loved it, and they wanted to purchase it. But they had to get money out of their $450,000 single-family house. And I said, sure, I'll come out, take a look at your house. I'll tell you what I think it could sell it for. And I told them $450,000. And they said, you mean you'll buy our house for $405,000 in 90 days if you haven't sold it? And I said, yes. And I pulled out a contract for us to sign stating that I would do that if they were to purchase the home at $650,000 that I had listed. They turned around after signing a contract for me to list their property for $450,000 and then to buy it, worst case, in 90 days for $405,000, they turned around and wrote a non-contingent offer on my listing. Remember, that's where this all started. It all started with my listing for $650,000. Well, guess what? Another buyer came in interested in that property at $650,000, and they were non-contingent also. They didn't need to sell anything. Well, because I provided a non-contingent buyer and we had another non-contingent buyer come in and they both really wanted this house, the two buyers duked it out and the price went up $40,000 on that $650,000 property. Now, the benefit was clear to my seller. The guarantee buy actually attracted someone who was willing to fight for their home and got my client more money, and they sent me the nicest gift basket you have ever seen. Well, my seller, 650 seller, sold for $690,000. Meanwhile, the people who had made the offer with me, who had the home to sell that I'd given them the guarantee on, put their property on the market because they won the house of their dreams with my guarantee. They put their house on the market for $450,000, and we had it under contract within 2 weeks for $430,000. End of story, everyone was a winner. The seller was a winner, the buyer was a winner, and I was a winner. And that's really the ideal scenario. To get top dollar, you need to bring tools to the table that are legitimate, that are real and straightforward and honest, not empty-headed guarantees that sound good until you get on the phone and find out what they really are. Be careful. So when I first started selling real estate in 1987, 30 years ago, in fact, I'll be celebrating my 30th anniversary next month, I started by selling small single-family houses built by the Campanelli brothers from 1953, 54, and 55. They were brick-and-block constructed, three-bedroom, one-bath with a basement houses and no garage. They had a kitchen, they had a dining L, and a living room, sometimes with a fireplace. And usually the lots were 6,000 square feet. These were fairly basic single-family homes that at the time were selling for $100,000 and $125,000 and today would sell for $350,000 to $400,000. I cut my teeth in the business by selling properties like that. Well, over time, I began to sell nicer houses, houses that were bigger houses, and houses that had higher finishes. So that now I sell properties in all price ranges, up to the many millions of dollars in condominiums, single families, land, etc. But I also still sell small houses through my team members. Well, how do you sell a luxury house versus a starter house? Is there a different audience of purchasers? Absolutely. Just like there's a different audience of readers for one book than there is for another. So how do you reach the right audience with your luxury product? Well, you need to reach them where they're at. Like anything, your luxury buyers will start on the internet. They'll start by searching for what's available in their price range in an area that they want to live in. And that could be driven by schools or by convenience to what is of interest to them, whether that's in New York City, in San Francisco, or right here in Washington, D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. Long and Foster partnered with the Christie's International Real Estate Company. And we are the exclusive bearers of the Christie's brand in the whole Washington, D.C. area, to include also New Jersey, as well as North Carolina and West Virginia, as well as Pennsylvania. Why is that important? Well, because Christie's opens the door to international luxury buyers through its affiliate network, it increases the opportunity, increases the chances that more buyers are seeing my listings that are in the luxury price point than any other company that's out there. Sure, there are other companies that are reputable that you could probably think of that have a decent name and do luxury real estate sales. But Christie's and Long & Foster together sell more than the top two other brands combined. Yes, more than the top two other brands combined. We have a network which includes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of websites that drive traffic from China and India, from San Francisco and Seattle, from France and England and Spain, and from parts of Antarctica, can you believe? Well, at the end of the day, it's about you getting more interested parties, and how do you convey that essence of luxury? Well, first and foremost, you need as an agent to be able to walk into someone's house and understand the difference between an Hermes bag and a regular bag that somebody has, you know, Michael Kors bag. You need to understand the quality of Flemish brick in construction or coins on the construction of the outside of a home. You need to understand the benefit of the schools and of the location in its proximity to where people's work is and the convenience of transportation. You also need to explain why this particular high-end appliance is that much nicer, or these tongue-and-groove 8-inch wide reclaimed hardwood oak floors are more valuable, and how difficult and rare they are to find. It's good to know all the pieces, the quality of the trees, whether they're hollies or they're red oaks, whether they've got crepe myrtles that are blooming right now or otherwise. As a seller, you want somebody who can convey with confidence and locate the buyers of relevance for the property that you're going to sell. I highly recommend, if you're thinking of selling your luxury property, please include the Eric Stewart Group and Long & Foster with Christie's in your considerations. Make us a part of your interview process. You'll undoubtedly interview at least a couple of brokers, and I just ask that we're one of the brokers that you interview. Okay? Whether you've got a gorgeous condominium, single-family house, row house in downtown D.C., the Eric Stewart Group and our luxury network will help you get top dollar. Call us today at 1-800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. You can go to ericstewartgroup.com as well for any of our free guides, listen to other shows, or more information about our group. Well, right after this break, Lindsay Hutter and Karen Skeens from Goodwin House at Home.